Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. And it's a joy to have you with me today as we go into the Word of God. And we want to be looking at some examples that are given to us in the Old Testament, found in the book of Judges, and to see what we can learn and benefit from the experiences of God's people. And I'm not going to take a lot of time to give anything but a quick review, but we're looking at the chapters 13 through 16, and there's quite a bit of time that is devoted in the scripture about this particular judge by the name of Samson. Sometimes a judge is mentioned, very little detail is given about their life or their ministry, but the Word of God goes into great detail about this man of God. And so with the Lord's help, we pray that we can learn some understanding and some principles that are very, very critical for the times in which we are living. So by way of quick review, well, before we do that, let's pray. Father, Lord, we thank you for this privilege to gather together around your word. Lord, I pray for those who are listening. Father, I ask that our hearts would be anointed to receive the word of the Lord. And Father, as we direct our thoughts, our attention, the desire of our heart towards you and to express our love and appreciation for your word which you have given to us, Lord, I pray that you will meet the needs of your people, the several needs, the many needs, the critical needs that are exemplified and operating right now in the lives of your loved ones, Father. You love your children, and it is your desire to meet all of our needs. So, Father, I pray through the power of the name of Jesus and through the Word of God that you will meet all of our needs according to your riches and glory. Father, I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Thank you for anointing our hearts, our minds to receive that which you have for your church. Oh, Lord, let us get a vision of your people, that glorious church, that end times church that will be displaying and manifesting the power of God, that we would even in a double portion measure reflect the very activities, the very qualities, the very characteristics of that early church that was on fire for you. Lord, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Praise God. Well, as we look at the 13th chapter of Judges, as it opens, this is sort of a repeating up and down cycle in the lives of the children of Israel. It says, they did evil again in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of the Philistines for 40 years. Then it talks about the parents of Samson and how they spoke that the wife would conceive and bear a son, and she was to drink no wine nor strong drink nor eat any unclean thing, because the child, it says in verse 7, shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb to the day of his birth. And so as we go on in as the Spirit of the Lord, it says in verse 25 of that same chapter, began to move Samson at times in the camp of Dan between Zorah and Eshtaol. And in chapter 14, it talks, of course, he was grown at this time, and he saw a woman of the daughter of the Philistines. And he went to his parents. He said, I've seen this woman. Now, therefore go get her for me to wife. And of course, his parents responded, well, isn't there a daughter among our brethren? that instead you're now going to the wife of the uncircumcised Philistines? But he objects, and so it says in verse 4, his father and mother knew not that it was of the Lord that he sought an occasion against the Philistines, for at that time the Philistines had dominion over Israel. And so he went down, and basically the marriage was contracted. However, there was, after a time, he returned to take her to wife. He had an encounter with a lion, and he killed the lion with his bare hands. And as he saw the carcass of the lion, there was a swarm of bees and honey in the carcass. And so he took thereof in his hands, he went on eating, came to his father and mother and gave it to them, but he didn't say where he had gotten that. Anyway, as it goes on, they had made a feast, as the young men used to do, and the Philistines saw him. They brought 30 companions, and Samson says, I have a riddle for you. If you can declare it to me, I will give you 30 sheets and 30 changes of garments. But if you can't, the reverse will happen. And bottom line, what happened is they spoke to Samson's wife, and they forced her to declare the meaning of the riddle, and they promised to burn her and her father's house down around them. And so basically she wept, she cried, and she used all sorts of persuasion to get him to say what it was. And of course he realized that she had betrayed him. And it says, verse 19, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he went down to Ascalon and slew 30 men of them and kept his word. He gave them a change of garments. And in anger, he went up to his father's house, and Samson's wife was given to his companion, whom he had used as his friend. All right, then after a time in chapter 15, he decides that he wants his wife back. But her father would not let him do that. And so in verse 2, he says, her father said, I verily thought that thou hadst utterly hated her. Therefore I gave her to thy companion. Her younger sister is even fairer than she is. Take her, I pray thee, instead of her. And so what he did, he was angry, and he caught 300 foxes. He set their tails on fire to have occasion against the Philistines. And bottom line, when there was an encounter, he slew the Philistines with a new jawbone of an ass, and he gave great deliverance to Samson single-handedly. He did this, and it says in verse 20 of that chapter, he judged Israel in the days of the Philistine 20 years. Now, this is where we're going. In chapter 16, it says, then went Samson to Gaza and saw there a harlot and went in unto her. And it was told the Gazites, saying, Samson's here. So they compassed him and laid wait for him all night. And they said, in the morning, we're going to kill him. But at midnight, Samson arose and he took the gates of the city and carried them off to a top of a hill that is before Hebron. And so that attempt to kill him, this judge of Israel, was defeated. But this is what I want to share with you. Verse 4, it came to pass afterward that he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. And the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and said unto her, entice him and see wherein his great strength lieth, and by what means we may prevail against him, that we may bind him to afflict him, and we will give thee every one of us 1,100 pieces of silver. So she was bribed with silver to find out, because Samson was in love with her, what was the secret of his great strength? He had demonstrated many times he was invincible. And so they wanted to know what it was that gave him that strength. And then as she prevails upon him, ultimately in that chapter 16 in verses 18 through 19, and when Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, because he did say in verse 17, there hath not come a razor upon mine head, for I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. If I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man. So she called the lords of the Philistines. She says, come up at once, for he has showed me all his heart. Then the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and brought money in their hand, and she made him sleep upon her knees, and she called for a man, and she caused him to shave off the 7 locks of his head, and she began to afflict him, and his strength went from him. And she said, verse 20, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. He awoke out of his sleep. He thought, he said, well, I'll shake myself and just, you know, take care of them as I have before. But he wist not that the Lord was departed from him, and he was taken prisoner. And I trust perhaps you know the rest of the story. It wasn't until his locks began to grow, his strength returned, and he brought down the house, if you will, at a feast, not only taking his own life, but killing thousands of the Philistines. So, all right, we've had a review of a brief review of the life of Samson. What are the things that we can learn from this passage of Scripture? We see that he was called of God. He was a Nazarite. God had raised him up. In fact, had an angel of the Lord visit his parents to say, this is going to be a special man sanctified to me so that I can deliver Israel from the power of the Philistines. And so we're going to learn some very important lessons for the church today. But my time has flown for this broadcast. We've just kind of laid a foundation. I pray that you'll be able to join me tomorrow at this same time. We're heard Monday through Friday at the same time on this station. Or if you choose, you can go to our unveiledchrist.org website. You can click on the broadcast and listen anytime at your convenience. As I always do, I invite you to write and share your prayer requests. The announcer will give our contact information. Should you email, I will confirm receipt and pray for you. But if you would like a personal answer or letter back, I invite you to share your mailing address, and I promise to pray for you as I do for you, my partners, and my radio family every day. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.